From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
Our next guest is Park City resident Pete Egoscue. Pete is an anatomical physiologist with more than four decades of experience healing people in pain and removing the emotional limitations that result from it. He developed the Egoscue method, which is based on the fundamental belief that the body is perfect by design and that most pain is a result of imbalances due to overuse or injury. Pete Egoscue, it's a pleasure to have you join us on The Mountain Life. Welcome.
My pleasure. It's always fun to be able to talk about my favorite subject.
Well, great. You are the author of at least five books, including Pain-Free Living, or The Egoscue Method of Health Through Motion, and Pain-Free at Your PC, which I think it must mean Pain-Free at Your Park City.
No, personal computer.
Okay.
Yeah, the poor computers, we've become so fragile that we think that typing on a keyboard is giving us all these maladies like bad backs and headaches and carpal tunnel. And the key to remember is that it isn't what you do, it's the body that you bring to what you do.
Mm.
So we're designed to run and jump and fall down. And if the human psyche or intellect can think of an activity or a movement, the human body is designed to implement that movement.
So you say, and as you just said, our limitations are really our beliefs about the state of being of our body. We're going to have pain, but it's how we deal with that pain in terms of how we address the imbalances in our body. So I'm trying to think of the most ubiquitous injury, and I'll just, you know, because we live in a ski resort, let's just talk about our knees for a moment.
Okay.
You know, either we've had knee surgery or we think it's just a matter of time before we have to have knee surgery. And I think you might say that's not true. We don't ever have to tear our ACL. It's about how we live, kind of what we bring it to when we're skiing on the slopes.
Yes, the body that came to the event and the witness of that, we don't have to prove it. Not everybody that skis tears their knees up. So you say, okay, well, they're avid skiers who don't injure themselves. If it was skiing that was producing the injury, why isn't everybody suffering the same injuries? And of course, that's nonsense. So it's the body that comes to that, whatever that event is, in this case, skiing. The ski industry does not help it because the modern equipment, primarily the ski boot, restricts the ability of the ankles to do what they do as it relates to the gravity field and so forth. So we also have a little equipment challenge that's way secondary to what we call the dysfunction. If you look at knee injuries, which we see them by the hundreds of thousands in my clinics every year, you will find that it's the position, not the condition. Each of your listeners can figure out whether they're prone to those kinds of things. All they have to do is stand up in front of a mirror and stand comfortably in shorts and look at the position of their knees as it faces the mirror. And the functional human, the feet point straight ahead, and the knees, there are four load, what the anatomy world calls load joints, your shoulders, your hips, your knees, and your ankles. And they bear the weight and absorb the impact of whatever it is the human is doing at the moment. Those joints should line up. So that knee should be looking directly at the mirror. If it's internally rotated or externally rotated, you have a structural imbalance, a functional imbalance, and you're subject to hurting yourself.
Well, that's great analysis, Pete. I have the honor to be blessed with a Park City tattoo, which is the surgery site for an ACL repair. Many do here. And I've also had the pleasure of working with PTs and chiropractors, numerous of them across the region. How is your method different than those methods that most people are utilizing?
It's a great question. What the allopathic world, and I deal with them, I'm not criticizing them here. I also have the Gaskew Institute. We have thousands of students, and a lot of them are hospital chains and physicians and surgeons and so forth. But the way we're taught, which on the surface seems very logical, the source of the pain and the cause of the pain are the same thing. They're not. The body is a unit. What we do in the method is we recognize the fact that in order to treat the body effectively, you have to treat it as a unit. And if you don't do that, if you're, in your case, you tear up your knee, we say, okay, we've got to do quad sets. We've got to get that part of your body stronger to stabilize the knee. We miss the ability to correct the dysfunction that allowed the accident to happen in the first place. And it's still there. And you know that because I hear you're an athlete, you're an ultra marathoner, which makes you insane. But that shoulder issue you have is as big a part of the issue as your knee.
You know, many here also in the Wasatch Back do repetitive sports, running, biking. You also talk a little bit about that balance or that need to correct imbalance and its implications in repetitive sports.
So are you an avid skier?
It's a requirement here in Park City.
Okay, so that answer is yes. So I'm going to, you're going one way, it sounds whoosh. Going the other way, it's whoosh. Now, that isn't a skill. That's not your talent talking. That's your awareness, your kinesthetic sense. The body, no matter what it's doing in motion, which we're a motion machine, it's constantly counting the stability issue. So it's saying, okay, how many of my low joints do I have lined up here? And it always defaults to that side. It always wants to be balanced on that side. And you know that because if you stand up and close your eyes in bare feet, you'll feel the imbalance. That imbalance is why you have the issues you have. It isn't the repetitive nature of what you do. And the body wants to be designed balanced. By definition, we're a symmetrical biped, right? So that was, what does that mean? We're designed to be up on 2 feet, brilliantly so. We're designed to do that symmetrically. Weight distribution, 50-50. If you're not doing that, that inherently means you're off balance, and that means that your skill set, what talent God gave you, is overridden by your kinesthetic sense. So one of the things that we do all the time, we deal with professional amateur athletes and Olympic programs and so forth. That's the first thing we do with them, allow the client or the athlete to return themselves to their own design balance. And that immediately improves their performance. You know, if you look at the number one athletes, and we've been blessed to have as clients number one athletes in almost every sport, the difference in talent between the number one man or woman and someone you never heard of is about that much. The number one athlete, they perform under pressure. That's the difference. They don't, quote, choke. They don't disappear. Well, it isn't talent or lack of talent that causes them to appear or disappear. It's their kinesthetic awareness matches up to their skill set under great pressure.
Our guest is Pete Egoscue. He's a Park City resident, and he developed the Egoscue method. Pete, when did you develop the method? I know you've been doing this work for about 5 decades.
Well, like a lot of things in life, you know, life comes to you. And you need to stay out of its way and let it unfold. And that I was a infantry officer in the Marine Corps, and in 69, you know, got wounded and didn't get much better, and bought an anatomy book. The answers in the first chapter of every anatomy book, started screwing around with, okay, Can I do these things? Oh, look, same muscles on both sides of the body. That's interesting. Wow. Well, this side over here that doesn't hurt, yeah, that can do that. This side over here, no, not so much. It hurts. And I just ask a dumb Marine jock question. I wonder what would happen if I could get this side to do what this side does. And the pain went away. And then Marines started coming to me starting back in 71. I stayed in the Marine Corps for 10 years. And in 78, I resigned my commission. I was a major in the Marine Corps at that point. And turned my hobby into what we do today. Back then, in those days, posture was, what? Oh, you mean your mom telling you to stand up straight? So the world's come a long way since those days, but here we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that there are devotees of Egoscue method here in Park City. They say, one friend of mine, it has completely transformed her back pain. I know we have at least one practitioner here, Kyra Wong. So I'm wondering, my son, who is 26, but at the age of about 18 months, I saw his little cute body running without a shirt on across the lawn. And I said, he has scoliosis. Look at his back. I would imagine that he came into this world with that it didn't form.
Okay.
So what do you think happened in those first 18 months?
We're a stimulus response organism. Bones do what muscles tell them to do. Scoliosis is not a disease, even though we scare the bejesus out of mom and tell her that somehow it's mom's fault. She should have been drinking badger milk or something when she was pregnant, and oh my God, it's her fault. It isn't. You were looking at a muscle imbalance. Did your child outgrow it?
No, not at all. And he still is crooked.
I'm going to throw myself under the bus here. I've never met a single client who didn't instinctively know the cause of whatever their malady is. I've never met a single client who didn't intuitively know what to do about it. Not one. I've never met one who believed that initially. The idea that we experts can fix somebody is at the heart of the epidemic of chronic pain. It's a myth. It isn't true. If we would spend 5 minutes and talk to your son, he would tell me, or any of my therapists, without even knowing it, he would tell me not only what was producing his imbalance, but he'd also tell us, without knowing it, what to do about it. The idea that that pain is to be feared, it's to be understood. If you think about it this way, it's the body's only voice. So we should learn to understand it. And when we understand it, then we can interpret it properly. That's one of the reasons that we don't cookie cutter anybody. 10 people can come in to a clinic and they all have exactly the same symptom. The individualized programs will all be different because their imbalances are different, if that makes sense. So it's unless you get hit by a truck, now all bets are off. You get hit by a truck, well, now, okay, we better source of pain, cause of pain, same thing, stuff squirting out and all of that. The injury, skiing, whatever it is, it's completely logical to treat the torn ACL, but the impact of that torn ACL, the causal factors that led to that are still there. And all of us know it. Pete, you know it. You know that they're there. You know the other things. You intuitively know that I keep coming back to that shoulder. I'm looking at that shoulder and it's like, damn, because I'm looking at it here on the screens. And you know that. But the idea is, okay, what do I do about it? What to do about it isn't to go and say there's something wrong with my shoulder. It's just to back up, right? And to look at the system as a unit. The body tells you what to do, and it's pretty straightforward. That's one of the reasons that we're so successful, is because we don't take credit for anything. If you think about it this way, Pete Egoscue didn't invent anything. I'm not smart enough to invent anything. The body's design, we all have the same design. Men and women, by the way. Now, you have a little difference in your angle of your femur, what's called the Q angle, for childbearing. But as far as nerves, muscles, bones, connective tissue, we're exactly the same from a design standpoint.
Well, Pete, I think we should perhaps call you the pain whisperer, Pete. We can come and let you, you know, listen to those pains. But you also, I think there might be some confusion with being pain-free. Is it something that you're suggesting that we can be pain-free, or
yes,
that pain
yes
is inherent?
Yes. Yes.
Clarify that for us.
Balance liquidates, obfuscates chronic pain. How old am I? 75. I don't have any pain. If you MRI my body, there's been some events along the way. I don't have many discs in my neck. A little surfing accident where I was wounded. I don't have all my attachments in my left hip, blah, 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 blah. But I do those things that allow me to stay balanced. And so the body can't measure birthdays. And of course, I was never really fast, but I'm not as fast as I used to be. I think it's because I don't train that way like I used to. That might be an illusion. None of us get out of this alive, but nobody promised us tomorrow. Well, that's another thing. Let me throw that in there. What's the greatest fear we humans have? And none of us will admit it. We're afraid of dying. Why is that? It's because it's unknown to us, right? What's really going to happen? Are we going to see angels, or, you know, is there a heaven and hell, or do we just take a dirt nap and so on? But the truth is that we make it up, right? Nobody promised us tomorrow. And the idea of fearing the body itself and the voices that it provides to us, for me, it's something that can be overcome quickly. Just a little awareness, that's all it takes.
That makes me think of, you were saying with age, arthritis, some of the degenerative. What is something that you would work on with someone with possible arthritis in their knees or hips or whatnot? What would that day
Great
look
question.
Like?
First of all, arthritis doesn't produce pain. It produces deformity, especially if it's rheumatoid and things like that. So you just trace the trail back. Okay, I have arthritis. Okay, and where is it? Well, it's here and there. If it was age-related, why isn't it every joint? You just keep asking the why. Problem-solving questions are never what, unless you get hit by a truck. They're always why. So you look at, someone comes to see you and they say, I have, and there's proof. They're not making it up. You know, they show you the MRI or the CAT scans or the x-rays. There it is. The joints are deformed. They're getting deformed. Why there? Why there is really simple in anatomy terms, and research overwhelmingly proves this. Your listeners understand pH, alkaline acidity. Arthritis requires an acidic environment. It cannot live in an oxygen-rich, pH-balanced environment. That's not its ecosystem. What it does is it's looking for joint restriction. And it sets up home, and away we go. Well, we experts, in my view, we flip the coin for the rationale. We say, of course, your fingers have restriction because you have arthritis. I think it's the other way around. I think that arthritis appears because the design range of motion in those joints has been restricted. If that's true, which in my world it is, but when we return the range of motion to whatever those joints are, not only does the restriction disappear, but so does the pain. Mm. The arthritis doesn't leave, but the restrictions leave.
It does make sense.
The body is the coolest, most complete, incredibly designed. The secret of the body is that the design is so complex. It's so well thought out that it allows its function to be incredibly simple.
We're speaking with Pete Egoscue. He developed the Egoscue method. Are you practicing here in Park City? How do we come and see you? Or is this something that you sort of direct your clinics around the world and that's where people can come to receive the practice?
So my job is to strategically look out. What I'm concerned about right now, of course, is that if you look at, let's take arthritis, all of these things used to be in the consciousness of the culture, still are to a great degree, maladies of the aged, but they're appearing in younger and younger and younger and younger demographics. Arthritis, all of these diseases that heretofore were diseases of the ages are happening in younger and younger people. The reason for that is pretty straightforward. We're a motion machine. We're now culturally interrupting the development of our children at the crawl stage. We have this perception, I talk to parent groups all the time, that the quicker our child walks, the smarter they are. It's just the opposite. The longer they crawl, the longer you keep them out of shoes, the brainstem develops, what's called your cerebral spinal pulse becomes robust, and your immune system and your metabolic rate become robust, and you're pretty immune to these kinds of things. So my focus is, okay, how do we, in the Goscue Institute and so forth, how do we make the, what's the awareness of this? How do we continue to get a parent? We're in the third generation now of dysfunction, what I call dysfunction, motionless world parents. 15 years ago, if I walked into a grade school, let's say sixth grade, and I asked for a show of hands of how many kids in the room had pain, I would get no hands. Maybe that was 20 years ago. 12, 14 years ago, half the class. Today, none. The reason, and you think, well, that's a good thing. They don't feel good. They think that that's normal to them. And so they don't raise their hand because none of them feel good. It's and you can see it in their posture. You can see it in the burgeoning suicide rates, drug addiction, all of those kinds of things are met. And in my world, you know, that old saying, if you have a hammer, pretty soon everything looks like a nail. So all of these things right now to me look like a nail. So that's where my focus is. I have a great team. Dr. Haley, who is the CEO, and her team are doing a great job there. Do I do therapy? Well, that's what I do. And I'm giving you a roundabout answer without answering the question.
Pete Egoscue, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to egoscue.com. It's EGOSCUE.com and learn about it. Pete, thanks so much for joining us on The Mountain Life.
Yep. Pete, you got to do something about that imbalance, brother.
What imbalance?
Yeah. See that?
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.